Chapter 2. Maybe I wasn't in the best mood before I even got to the pub that night. I should put my hand up for that one. Pete and I had been to see my parents earlier in the day for a lovely lunch in my favourite gastropub. Mild-mannered parents paying for 3 courses of fancy sweetbreads, foams and comforted business with a handsome husband by my side. What kind of grumpy guts can't enjoy that? I'm a foodie. And I mean, I'm really a foodie. I have more cookbooks than novels on my shelves. I bake a Bakewell well. For the love of Delia, I've even ended up working on a foodie magazine, albeit a small one with a bonkers CEO and I only sell ad space. But stick a big fork in me and you'll have to seriously compress the wound to stop all the salted caramel sauce that will spurt out. So the birthday lunch is delicious, the chatter all so merry, Pete is doing a good job, as he has for the last 6 years, of pretending golf doesn't make him want to recall all the groin strain injuries he's ever had, just to feel some sort of emotional stimulation. But then, when we go back to theirs for coffee, they give me a Magimix food processor. It's so substantial and shiny, it looks like it could enter orbit. There I was, cooing over the instruction booklet outlining the 3, yes, 3, different super sharp chopping blades, how the dough hook worked, the recipe for the perfect aioli, as happy as a fox with a bin bag. I was in a conservatory in Buckinghamshire with my husband and I was giddy over a Magimix. Yes, I am absolutely aware that that is the most middle-aged, middle-class sentence ever constructed. But actually, I'd long ago embraced being a food geek and it certainly wasn't news to Pete or the extra inch at his waistline. There's not much I can do about having a retired civil servant for a mother or a golf-playing dad, so the middle-aged, middle-class thing I could probably have let slide as my post-lunch carbs coma welcomed me snugly. What tipped the scales was Mum sneaking in the conversation again. Now and then, like a trolley dumped in a pond, the conversation comes along and disturbs my sense of calm with a clunk.